This is an uncensored podcast about sex, sexuality, gender, and body stuff. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to protect the anonymity of its participants. Morning where you are, but it's morning here. And you know, for my one listener who lives on the other side of the planet, you know who you are, you little perv. This is Make Sex With Me in the field. I am fucking exhausted. I am headed to pick up JB, our friend of the pod, who's having a colonoscopy today. He's the youngest person ever to have a colonoscopy, and that's probably not true, but he is pretty young, and we'll let him tell you why. This podcast is, of course, about all things body, as well as sex. I'm gonna eat a sandwich. I'm gonna eat half a sandwich now, half a sandwich in front of JB, who hasn't been able to eat in over 24 hours. So, that's gonna be fun for him. I'm trying to be a good, like, caregiver, but be a little bit mean, like just torture him a little bit. So I don't know if you guys realize, but you have to take someone to get a colonoscopy, mainly because they need proof that you have someone that'll pick you up afterwards. So we're gonna record him before and after. Hopefully he'll be a little sedated still when we pick him up. He might say some trashy shit. I'm so excited. He's been, like, texting me for the last hour because he was afraid. He's so afraid he's gonna shit in my car. He's like, I think I might drive myself there just, you know, because I'm afraid that your car. I was like, so what, you're just gonna shit in your car? Like, either way is bad. Doesn't matter whose car it is. But fortunately, I brought a big puppy pad, and I was laughing so hard as I was grabbing the puppy pad, because I used to have to put them down for my dog. This puppy pad is for, like, a full-size golden retriever. It is big. It's probably not for dogs. I think it is a human pad for incontinence. It's pretty hilarious. Okay, now I've dropped a piece of lettuce on my floor, and I'm gonna throw it back to the earth. Back to the earth. Alright, I don't know where he lives. I'm just gonna look for his car. That's a good way to do it. Look for the car in the driveway. Oh, there it is.
He doesn't live very far from me. Alright, I'm gonna turn here.
Yep.
Alright, how are you? Turn in here. Alright. Let's just, like, park across, like, three parking spots
and see if he notices we're here.
Maybe we'll text him here. I said I'm on my way. He said, thank Jesus.
Okay. Got a sandwich ready for myself.
It's important to make sure that as the
ambulatory driver,
that I'm well nourished. Honestly, because if I'm not taken care of, if you, you know, you, oh my God. Oh, his bulge, his pants look bulgy.
Is that my piss pad?
This is your little piss pad. Oh, there's a cutout. Oh, I don't know why there's a cutout.
Thank you, sir.
It's not a piss pad, it's a shit pad.
Wow, it'll work.
Oh, my Lord and Savior, thank you so much.
Oh my God, you look so skinny.
I feel so
good. I'm already recording.
I feel dead. Hey, guys.
I'm gonna eat this sandwich while we drive.
Okay.
Well, do you want to sniff it?
No, I don't. I actually feel like dying. Like, I think right now, I think it's just anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, when I woke up, I was like, all right, I'm good. I've spent, like, you know, a few hours not going. Like, yeah. I slept. Well, I slept till 5. And then I slept from, like, 7 to 9.
Okay.
So, really, I'm not good. But I saw your car, and I felt, like, much lighter.
So, you were standing at the window.
I was literally, like, dude, I don't know why. Like, any procedure, anything. Well, this is my first. This is my first colonoscopy, everyone, but...
Right.
It's just, like...
I'm surprised it's your first. I do this every morning, by the way. I'm really good at driving and eating a sandwich.
You're fine.
I mean, don't be afraid I might crash.
I'm not afraid. I'm afraid that I'm gonna shit myself more than...
Yeah, but if I crash, you're gonna shit yourself.
Oh, that's not...
I'll take the speed bumps really...
Really aggressively?
Yeah. These are really generous speed bumps.
They're humongous, especially in my car.
But they're not like high, they're just wide.
Right.
They're like literally like a pimple.
A pimple.
Like a side view, a cross section of a pimple. I was laughing because you literally just have a plastic bag with some sweats in it.
Are you gonna freak out if I start shitting myself?
No. I've been there for so many shits.
Oh man.
Mostly my own.
Like, I don't want it in your car. It's not gonna be.
Look at these, like, teenage boys golfing by them. And there's, like, a little boy golfing.
I know. This is where they teach them.
The fuck are they?
But I would go right here and go the back way.
Nom, nom.
Here, put me this way here.
I can just hold my sandwich with my hand.
Hold your sandwich. I think I'm dehydrated, which doesn't make any sense because I've been drinking so much water.
Well, you could be overly hydrated. Have you been supposed to drink that much water?
Well, you're supposed to stop... like 4 hours before
the
procedure, which I like did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just tasting like, I don't know, I just feel, obviously it's been over 24 hours since I've eaten, so.
Nobody likes this process.
No, it's not fun, but I guarantee you when we're in the part two section.
What's the part two section?
When I'm giddy and like, I've been
my
asshole's been ransacked.
Hmm.
And they show me a picture of my beautiful colon.
You know that when people put things up your butt, it releases good endorphins.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to feel so good. Wait, so are you going to be completely knocked out?
Yeah, they're giving me the, like, is it fucking raining, of course? That's like, Michael Jackson.
It's not raining.
Drug. You know what I mean? Propofol.
Wait, do you see rain right now?
I saw a dot.
My windshield's dirty.
No, like that just happened. That rain drop.
Oh, that was just bird jizz.
Bird jizz. But I haven't been out in 24 hours. I haven't been in a car.
So is it like a new world?
A whole new world.
Is this like when someone blindfolds themselves for 3 days and then they take it off and they're like, oh my God.
I was in a simulation.
Everything is so bright.
Simu Liu.
Liu?
Simu Liu.
Is he...
That's my spirit animal.
Has he had a colonoscopy recently?
I don't know. Maybe everyone on the Barbie squad needed a colonoscopy.
Oh my god, we're seeing Barbie?
We should see Barbie. I don't know if I'd
like... Wait, but is Simu Liu in Barbie?
Yeah, he's a Ken.
Oh my god, he's got so hard.
He's a Ken doll. I just watched Blade Runner last night, the one with Ryan Gosling, and all I could think about was him being Ken.
His body's, like, sick in the movie, too. I saw it in, like, one of the ads.
Simu or Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds, but Simu, too.
Wait, why are we saying Ryan Reynolds when it's not Ryan Reynolds at all?
It doesn't matter.
It's Ryan Gosling.
They're interchangeable. They're Ken dolls.
I love just Barbie.
Same body, different head. Actually, Ryan Reynolds got jacked, like, for one movie. He's so much taller than Ryan Gosling.
His dead, because that's because Ryan's a little Gosling.
He's a little Gosling.
Okay, so, how many times did you shit, like, in the middle of the night? Did you shit the bed?
I never shat the bed. I never even got close, which is, like, I was reading Reddit threads about people being like, oh my god, like, I...
You shit the bed.
Given, these are probably, like, 50 to 60-year-old men.
Oh, yeah. With but big, like, saggy holes.
Every time I lay down comfortably, I'd have to shit, which was annoying. But... It's insane how quickly it transitions from, like, normal, like, I don't know, like, diarrhea. Because you start, you do the beginning prep, and it's, like, just laxatives. And you're just shitting, like, brown, obviously, like, brown diarrhea.
You sent me a video.
Oh, yeah, that was me. That was me shitting. I almost sent it to Alina, too, but I was too scared. I was like, she'll break up with me.
She'll break up with me!
But now she knows what I sent.
Well, I'm gonna have to.
We'll see if this is even postable.
The whole thing's gold. Similar to the fluid that's coming out of your butt now.
I really appreciate you.
Okay, so the only reason why I'm regretting this decision is because I managed to stay up masturbating until like 4 in the morning.
See, that's not good. I masturbated a little bit, but it was not as fun as when you masturbate on a full stomach. But I just wanted to feel something.
I love to eat a whole pizza and then masturbate. Have you not been this way?
No.
They're building like another storage center.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta...
People around here are so fucking dull and stupid. They don't have any new ideas for what to do with stuff.
No, we're gonna paint paradise.
They're just like, they just go, how can we make easy, like, income without doing anything?
So I burped a little bit this morning too, and I got excited. And I farted without having to shit myself. But I know that was just a pipe dream. Like farts are dangerous. I've heard farts are dangerous, like from now until maybe like 2 days from
next
now.
Week.
Yeah.
Are you farting less?
Well, because it's I mean, there's fart, but it's just like squirt. You know, it's just like poop squirt.
Squirt.
Anyway, back to my diarrhea transitioning into
this
yellow,
is all
bright yellow liquid. That was wild.
Is that the color of the stuff you're taking?
It's the Gatorade, but also that's like your bile, which is kind of nasty.
Is it viscous?
No. I mean, it's like
the viscosity.
Like,
two
like
parts.
Piss, like urine.
Oh. I peed out my butt before, but it wasn't yellow.
It was probably like brown or like...
It was brown.
Wow.
It was wow.
Wow. See, I keep psyching myself out, too, because I'm reading people online be like, oh, you're not ready if your shit is yellow. And then other people are like, that means you're perfectly ready.
I guarantee you that most people that have colonoscopies are too old to read Reddit, and they don't care, and they go,
right.
They're not being told all the things you're being told.
Are so scared, too. They're like, I can't drink more than half of my... prep, what do I do? It's like, well, you gotta reschedule, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
You should become like an online navigator for colonoscopies.
Okay,
for people under 30.
This could be my, what could I call it? Jolinoscopies.
JBOS.
That sounds like Joel.
JBOscopies. I'm trying to figure out how to change the gain on this fucking mic. I don't have my mics because
that's fine.
I forgot them. You suck.
Yeah, what a cunt. Look at all his
cunt.
Like vacation shit.
He's got like 20 suitcases in the back of his truck, and he just, like, floored it.
If they all fly, it's his,
yeah,
it's his wife's fault, obviously.
If one of those suitcases flew out the back, hit my windshield, we skirt, skirt into a tree, shit
and
everywhere.
And I shit. You probably
I'm bleeding
too,
out of my yeah. forehead. I've got some of your shit on my fingers. Just my fingers.
See, it's fucking...
Yeah, it's
cars
pouring
or...
up there. No, that's torrential rain ahead.
Oh my god.
Oh wow, right. We're gonna have rain sounds.
Cool.
But see how we're in the yellow in the recording? I feel like my gain is too high. And I can't remember how to do it while driving, but it's okay.
Sorry if I stink, too.
This whole recording
teeth,
is gonna be like...
I recorded a, like, really sweet message to Alina the other day, and it was all over Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So it was, like, 2.5 minutes of me just, like, rambling, and, she opened it, and it just sounded, like, garble.
Credit garble.
Credit garble.
Credit garbles.
When you're here, you're garble.
When you're here, you're yellow bile.
Yellow bile. Like, I'm scared. My biggest
oh my
fear
God.
Is they're gonna be like, oh, you didn't do it right. You know, I did it, like, exactly right.
Okay. Why is that your biggest fear? Because then you'd have to do it all over again?
Yeah. But if that was the case, I'd be like, fuck it, I wouldn't do it until I'm, like, 45.
I mean, they're doing the procedure. You're just having to prep for it.
Right.
What is this shit?
You were right. I couldn't tell what the fuck this was.
Oh, yeah. It looks, in the distance, it looks
like
smoke.
Smoke, yeah.
It is smoke. Smoke made out of wood or...
Water.
I mean, this is just what we needed.
I know. This is basically what's coming out of me, but it'd be a little more yellow tinted.
Is this gonna motivate you to shit in my car?
Oh man, I don't know.
I'm telling you, nothing...
I had a moment where I shifted and it really felt like I was gonna...
Well, all you've been in here?
A little bit.
You're just nervous.
I am nervous, but I'm also like, I really, when I say like, I can't control it if it comes, like I mean it.
Nothing's
okay.
getting through that puppy pad.
Okay.
My
I also
dog.
Have emergency toilet paper to just like stick in my ass.
Okay. You didn't think you'd start with some in there? You just
no,
thought you'd shove
then,
your hand down there?
Yeah.
And then have
and
a
then
shitty
touch
hand.
Your car everywhere.
Yeah, I hope you've washed your hands a billion times.
I have. I actually put hand sanitizer like on my nightstand.
Oh my god.
But I watched some good movies while shitting myself.
You usually masturbate with hand sanitizer though, right?
No.
You like how it feels in your...
I like how fucking horrifying.
Urethra. Wow,
this is my point of no return coming up.
We could
see, I get scared
back.
Of bridges because I, like, shat myself on... Or almost shat myself
no,
on the way to Charleston.
You are not telling me the truth.
I blame you.
You did not tell me all this.
You and I had habaneros in Salina, and then I had to drive her to Charleston the next day.
You did not disclose that you shit on bridges.
I literally, like, have a deep fear in it.
Yeah, look, you can still see the smoke behind us. It's like...
The smoke,
just
yeah.
a random, like, drippy cloud. Ooh, look at him.
He looks kind of
oh,
hot.
He was hot as fuck.
But now I know where you're going back while I'm incapacitated.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back there while you're knocked out.
Nice.
One of my biggest fears is somehow going into this river with my car.
It's understandable.
It is full of brackish shit.
It's probably like gator central.
Years of colonoscopy discharge.
Years from the hospital.
Gators.
You know where the hospital is where you want me to navigate?
I know where the hospital is.
Okay.
Still
they
work
told
for
me to
them.
Go in the main entrance, which is like next to the emergency room. So I think it's like a room.
Well, they have like a surgery entrance and then they have a surgery pavilion.
I don't think I'm getting surgically altered.
You have an outpatient procedure.
I do. They're going to make me sit for like 30 minutes, which is a pain in the ass.
They're going to make you sit?
Like, they want you... Like,
oh, I thought you said sick.
No, sick.
Oh.
They're going to, like, feed me, make me fart, and, like,
oh, they're
going to
feed you? Oh, afterwards?
Yeah, not,
to
like,
to make sure everything turns back on.
Yeah.
We don't want you to be turned off.
Can you imagine? What if I was turned off forever from my colonoscopy?
God,
I feel
you.
Skeletal. I always look skeletal,
look,
but I feel...
Yeah. You look like you have bird bones.
I fucking feel birdish. Like, if you pushed me, I'd go flying.
Oh, can I tickle your belly right now?
Fuck no. Unless you want to stop.
Can I Pillsbury your doughboy?
You can Pillsbury my doughboy.
I thought about that in the bathroom this morning. I was going to say
a
that.
Good one. Oh, ooh.
off from me hitting the brakes.
Maybe if you had just gone through this red light, I'd be fine.
If I just slammed into the back of this cargo van. There was something I was gonna ask you. You have anything else about that? I was wondering, like, are you nervous that you're gonna be put to sleep, or are you just nervous that you might shit yourself?
No, I'm actually fine with being put to sleep. I'm nervous about shitting myself, and for some reason I'm nervous that they're gonna say I did the prep wrong, even though,
right,
like, my poop looks phenomenal. It doesn't look like poop anymore.
So nobody has studied their poop more than you at this point.
Honestly, yeah.
Wait, did we ever talk about, wait, because you had to take a sample of your shit before.
I did. That was haunting, too.
And I've done that before, and it is literally the worst.
I had to use, like, chopsticks, because they didn't give me, like, a stick.
Oh, like, they're supposed to give you a little
doodad.
Joystick. Q-tip. Like, a big Q-tip.
Yeah, like a doohickey.
But I had to take a whole sample of my shit in, like.
Me, too. I've done both, where it's like, oh, there's El Cero. Oh,
yeah, the place is great.
I don't know if you mean that.
They get all their food. From the hospital.
They take the colonoscopy patients and they empty them
into burritos
for the harvest.
I feel like that's racist. I feel like I might go to, like, the hospital cafeteria.
That's so funny. You're here
and just, like, have a muffin.
Sometimes cafeteria food's not bad. I hope you brought something to, like, do or read or, like.
Well, I have a cell phone.
That's good.
Okay, so this isn't actually the first time I've had to pick up a friend from something anal related.
No way.
My friend T, he had his asshole repaired.
Whoa. Did it prolapse?
It prolapsed. No, he had, like, I think he had a hemorrhoidectomy or whatever.
Oh.
He had to have his hemorrhoids pushed back into his O-ring. Yeah, it was fun.
This is the turn.
Don't worry, we won't miss it. Ooh. Oh my god.
Oh, that was productive.
What did that taste of?
Gatorade and salt.
Have you been eating salt?
Well, like, the whole prep procedure is just, like, that's 64 ounces of Gatorade. It's like the shit you see at, like, high school football game.
Wait, there's, like, a lot of traffic right now. There's, like, a truck full of sod blocking traffic.
Thank god it's not going this way.
Oh my god.
I told you to go around.
Fuck that little chubster. Basically, any man that tan working on the...
Yeah, he's working on the side of the road.
I am fucking him. Oh, there's some bumps. Is this it? Just kidding.
Yeah.
That's the church.
That's the entrance. It's not the church. I feel like this is that entrance that they're talking about.
Are you going to slip in...
Yeah.
Are you going to slip in any other surgeries while you're here?
That could be fun.
Because one time my dad fell off a roof, and while he was having his leg repaired, he had a penis implant put in.
No way. That sounds
funny. May he rest in peace.
What the fuck is this shack for?
That is for the colonoscopy.
That's the colonoscopy center.
Oh, so this is surgery pavil.
Yeah, I guess we go in. She said it was next to the emergency room.
Specialty entrance.
I feel like it's the one with the sign in it.
Oh, wait, I have to go in with you, right?
You do. You're going to have to sign in with me, and then...
Oh, well then let me park.
Okay.
You're so here. You got...
Thank God.
You're like 110% successful.
Well, we'll see. What if they're just like, nah, you suck. No colonoscopy for you. Thanks for doing all that, sir. But,
sir,
you're not going to cut it.
We just wanted you to try Miralax for the first time.
If that was the first time, I'd be in business. Because that was... They make you take 14 doses worth.
All right, say goodbye to the people in case you don't wake up.
In case I don't wake up, I love you.
We'll be
back. I hope the baby's nice.
All right.
And God bless.
We'll talk about that later.
America.
I'd really like to be IV'd right now because I'm losing fluid.
I wanted to say something that I wanted to say. I want to say it.
Okay.
About how... About how, like, we don't understand that our bodies and our minds have a connection, like, beyond what we are aware of. But, like, for instance, like, when I'm about to, like, have a hookup,
Yeah.
Like, I don't poop myself because my body knows, like, this is a different time.
Right.
Some people are at odds with that.
Do you get nervous, though, so that you, like...
Well, that's when you mess it all beforehand. Up.
Right.
Nervousness will mess all your natural...
Yeah.
...functions up. Are you getting nervous right now?
Well, no, I've been nervous. I'm shifting. I'm trying to get closer to the mic.
Oh. You're getting shifty.
I don't have any veins that they can see.
Do they need to IV?
Yeah.
Oh, you said that. I didn't know what you were talking about when you said that.
That's a tendon, for sure.
You definitely have veins, and they're probably going to go in either through your hand, or they're going to go in through your elbow bend.
That's fine. My elbow bend.
You've got little veins in your... Yeah, you really do have bird veins.
Well, they're usually pronounced when I can, like, eat.
Why do,
like,
these red dots on you?
Dude, I don't know. This is crazy, so...
Do you have a disease? You have, like, hives.
Yeah, and they're, like...
Is it
They were really pronounced when Alina was here.
Oh.
They were really itchy, and, like...
Also, you might have gotten, like, poison ivy or something.
No, because...
No.
Poison ivy, like, leaks and looks
it
nasty.
It leaks?
Yeah, have you ever had poison ivy?
No, I don't go in the woods.
It's almost like... It's gross. Wow, if that didn't make me shit, I don't know what will.
Wow, I'm really surprised.
Poison ivy.
Are you wearing boxers?
Yeah, of course I am. What do you mean?
I mean, those are not containing at all.
Am I supposed to? Actually, I'm wearing boxer briefs.
Okay.
Which is, like, even worse.
That's it. And we need to.
See, I'm not the only one.
We need closure in the shorts.
That's true. I should have worn like a mesh pant.
So funny. Oh, I thought she said my name. It's so funny. I used to wear briefs my whole childhood. Like, then
undies.
Yeah, and then when I would try to wear boxers, I'd be like, these are so uncomfortable. Like, nothing is supportive. And now I don't wear any underwear. I literally feel like it's great.
I can do that sometimes. Depends on, like, the pant, though. Absolutely not. If it's jeans.
It is comfortable to wear briefs, though.
Yeah, especially if they're not super... I mean, they're form-fitting, but they're not, like...
Except for the ones from Uniqlo, they, like, shift over,
Yeah. And
then you're like, okay.
Well, I just wear Heinz. They're, like...
You wear Heinz?
Heinz, like, briefs.
Heinz? Like, the Heinz. Ketchup?
Heinz. I'm sorry. I can't...
Wait, I thought you were trying to say Fruit of a Loom.
Okay, Fruit of a Loom. Fruit of the Loom is comfortable.
Fruit of the Loom. Okay, I had this realization that... good night. Okay, so I was watching House of Hammer.
Yeah.
The documentary about Army Hammer.
I thought it was MC Hammer, to be honest.
No. He didn't... Anyway. MC Hammer didn't have a house. But, okay, so... Army Hammer is named after his great-grandfather, Armand. His name is Armand Hammer. Who is literally named after the arm and the hammer.
The arm and the hammer.
Of Russia. Of communist Russia.
Oh.
So then I'm thinking, wait, there's a baking soda called Arm and Hammer.
Yeah.
Is that like some like communist baking soda? And like how is America not like completely evolved?
No, because Soviet is sickle and hammer.
In Soviet Russia,
sickle and
baking soda
drives
you. Drives you.
I've never used baking soda for its real purpose. I just like mix it with.
What's its real purpose?
Don't you cook with it?
You bake with it. I've drank it with water for like acid reflux.
Does it help?
Yeah, it's better than Pepto-Bismol or Tums.
Really?
Yeah, it's more fast active.
Fast active.
Huh?
If you mix it with white vinegar, it's like a nice cleaning agent.
It explodes.
It doesn't.
If you get the proportions right.
Yeah, it does create, what is it, carbon dioxide or something?
It causes suction.
Carbon dioxide?
You know what's funny is like... I know a lot of people that just get like colonics. You could have just gotten a colonic.
What's that?
It's where they shove, they push saline water into your high colon, your lower colon. Well, you don't have a two colon, so whatever. Maybe you do.
You kind of do.
Two sections of your colon?
Yeah.
and then they suck it all out.
Can't get up, possibly get up here. Can it be like here?
I think they're just putting a camera in there.
Right, but it doesn't go all the way. Back.
Also,
can't pass your shoulder.
Here's what I want to know: is this actually a painful procedure?
It's not painful.
Or do people just not like having things in their butt? Like, why do they have to put you to sleep?
This is one of the easiest. They put you to sleep, I think, so you don't like fidget.
No, I think it's because most people are uncomfortable having things in there.
That's true. Because I've heard, like, have you ever been put in, like, a twilight where you're not actually out, but you can't feel? Like, I've been in a twilight because I got my wisdom teeth out.
That sounds like fun.
No, it was kind of scary. Because, like, you still, like, feel the pressure. Then, like, oh, great.
Wait, do you want to get that for you? Don't bend over. Wait, I once had to have my tonsils and adenoids removed. And adenoids are, like, in your sinuses. So I went to the doctor, and they put a camera, like, up my nose and down into my throat. And they didn't do anything for me.
That's crazy.
There's no stigma about going up your nose.
They put you out for an endoscopy, but I'm honestly more scared of that.
Oh, those are weird.
Those are way worse. Or tracheotomy. You have to hold something that keeps your mouth open. That's super spooky.
I want to get some whitening agent for my teeth. Speaking of which.
My teeth feel gross after all that Gatorade I ingested.
Yeah.
Because it's literally like 200 grams of sugar. But it's better, like, you need it because you're not eating. But at the same time, it's like, ugh.
I hope that Lexi doesn't have a baby today.
I know, because what if we have to rush to, like, Charles?
I know. I mean, I have nothing to do today, but I do have a virtual meeting later, but I could do that anywhere.
I don't know if I want to be involved in the actual. Why do people go?
No, you're not going to be allowed in the.
To the boring. Right.
You're not going to be allowed in an operating room.
Right.
You never wanted to see that much of your sister-in-law.
What?
Well, if it's a cesarean. Well.
Cesarean.
If it's a C-section, they won't be. Exposing her bottom, her nethers. I think that for cesarean, they don't put the mother to sleep. They do what you're talking about. They numb them, and then they're still awake, but they put a sheet so they don't look down.
But then, like, you can look over. The husband can be in there and, like, look over the sheet.
Well, I think the cesarean, I think the husband stays up with the head of the woman because... He would definitely pass out if he saw a C-section happening.
Oh, Lena has told me of her childbirth, and her dad was, like, behind the veil, and he, like, peeked.
He peeked.
People peek. People peek over the curtain.
People are peeking over lots of strange things.
Yeah.
How does she know that?
Her parents have told her. Well, her dad has told her, probably.
Was her mom having a cesarean?
I don't know.
No, because the husband can be down there if it's a natural birth.
Right.
Because he's seen
but
all
that
before.
But you're like both behind the curtain if it's not.
Although that's another one where you might poop.
Oh, I would absolutely.
You would die. If you went into labor, you would just die instantly.
Have you heard about like pregnancy pumps and all that crazy shit?
I thought you were going to say, have you heard about men having babies?
No.
Surely I have.
It's crazy. Did Lizzie ever tell you about her friend?
Who's Lizzie? Lexi?
Lexi. Her friend who was torn from one hole to the other.
Oh, she had an episiotomy?
I thought it was like called a cloaca at that point.
No, that's our favorite word, though. No, so, well, either they cut it or she accidentally tore.
Ugh. Can you even imagine?
Yeah, that's tough.
Like, from the ball sack to the anus?
Well, from your, like, peel to your anus. The entire underside of your wiener tore. Just kidding.
Why is there a singe all the way from the gooch?
Oh yeah.
Why is it that it looks like not like melded, like welded us together?
I think that's one of the last places we close up.
It must be, because it's so fucking weird.
I wonder if anyone doesn't seal up there.
Or what if he was just like
you're fine. What if that develops first and there's no seal?
I mean, sometimes, like, fruits and vegetables have a seam. I don't know which ones, but...
Bananas, maybe?
Bananas don't have a seam. They're seamless. Yeah, that's pretty... I mean, I was afraid that I was the only one that had that, so I'm glad you said that. Because I've had some questionable surgeries at a young age, and I don't know. Like, nobody wants to ever tell me what it was about. My biggest fear is that I was born intersexed, and they just don't want to tell me that they chose one gender.
And they closed off your bidis.
My vaginge.
Vaginger.
Vaginge.
It's really pretty outside.
So nice out. I just wish I'd slept 8 hours.
I slept for about 3. I'm gonna be wrecked tomorrow. I should probably like try to get someone to cover my...
Did you take a full week off?
No, I took 2 days off.
That sounds smart. I think you're gonna be totally fine tomorrow.
As long as I eat something today.
You were gonna eat at least 2 meals today. You're gonna feel normal, completely normal.
I have like crazy diarrhea.
Everyone I know that has this procedure is super old, but they all just like instantly are fine after.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting closer to...
What are they gonna feed you?
After I think it's literally like apple juice and maybe like a
cookie?
Like a yogurt or something.
Oh yeah, something soft.
A yogurt.
But you don't wanna eat a yogurt. You don't wanna eat something really hard to digest, right? When you come back from a fast.
Yeah. Like a Chipotle burrito would be amazing.
I know, especially that new...
The like adobo chicken whatever.
The new one is so friggin' good. It's like spicy and...
Yes.
Good. Well.
Let's go 45 minutes from here to Myrtle Beach.
That's gonna be like an hour from here.
I know.
Do you know that there's this like...
Do you like that pizza
ACP, what's it called?
Pizza, what the fuck is it?
Arroz con pollo, ACP.
Pizza.
The ACP at El Cerro is where it's at, people say. Pizza Hut?
There is Pizza Hut right there. But...
I know, it's the only Pizza Hut in the whole county. And they won't deliver to my house. What if they
it's
just...
It's been well over 24 hours since I...
What if they tell you that you did some funky, nasty stuff? Your girlfriend and it messed up your rear part. Your rear entrance.
That's a lot of like snot. Let me know if I call my name.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna wash up and I just like sneeze on it.
I generally like being in hospitals.
I don't mind this area, but like if I were up in like a room I'd be scared.
I like being probed.
You should come in and ask. For a
prib. A prib. I don't think my insurance covers that. But
oh shit, I don't even know if one
does. I don't know if your insurance covers this procedure.
No. I have no idea.
I'm sure it does.
Probably partial.
But you probably only get like one every 10 years at your age.
I still have to pay for when I came here and got a CT scan.
Oh, don't pay that. I never paid that.
$390.
Oh, that's not bad. Mine was like $2,000.
Are they gonna just... Increasing.
That means that's your deductible. It's like after insurance wouldn't cover the rest.
If I didn't have insurance, it would have been $6,000.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's fucking crazy.
But I just don't pay those.
Well, then, do they add, like...
See, what had happened was, I went in because I thought I had a brain tumor, and I was just having a panic attack.
Oh.
And I didn't have my insurance card, and so I didn't give them my insurance, and so they were like, bring that in later, or... we're gonna charge you. And I said, maybe.
Maybe.
I didn't do any of that. And they stopped contacting me.
You got some red bottom feet, girl.
Healthcare should be free. I almost said real.
Ray.
You think my feet are red bottomed?
Red bottom girl.
It's because I have calluses on my feet.
They look nice. Chunky.
Thanks. That's all I wanted you to say. I might have to work out today, and that's the problem, you know? It's leg day. But if I have to be ambulance boy all day, then...
Yeah, you're gonna be stuck here forever.
Yeah. So, Lexi's having a baby in...
And you're stuck with
the big
colonoscopy
city.
Boy.
I've been charged with taking care of the collateral.
You have.
I don't think those words made sense, but you are. You need to be the least of their worries today. So I'm taking care of you.
Good, thank you.
And then when we're done with you, I'm gonna throw you in an unmarked grave.
River?
And then I'm gonna go and steal the baby.
Now I'm getting scared, but it's.
That's me. Fine. Are you coming? I don't know.
Okay, so do I need to come?
I'll get him ready first, and then I'll come get you.
Okay. Okay.
See you.
Maybe like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
All alone,
and I want to clean my phone. That table is disgusting.
Just want to hear the snoring. The amount of snoring is insane. A tube in your nose, don't pull it out. He's itching his nose like he wants that thing out of it.
You use any type of breathing device on like a CPAP machine.
He knows what's going on.
Any neurological issues like seizures, strokes, seizures,
he's starting to itch his nose.
Yeah.
You waking up? All done. Lift your head for me. I'll take this out of your nose. There we go. You're all finished.
You made it, Justin.
Right back where you started.
Hi.
It's real.
You're
not dreaming anymore.
Good to see you.
Hi, how you feel?
Oh, yes. Are you feeling well?
You feel well?
I feel very well. Pretty quiet on it. How am I doing?
How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you busy?
No.
I'm sorry you're here so long.
That's okay.
It took an hour. Doesn't think I did time.
You know how long it took?
I feel like I just had to sit.
No,
for 8 minutes. And then I got like drunk. Wow, that happens so fast. And I feel nothing.
You're talking like you're wearing a retainer.
Yes,
is your nose itchy?
That was great, yeah. I think
they had a tube in your nose.
So I think they like do that when you're under a timeline.
The little tubies? Yeah.
What's for lunch?
Oh. This is probably the best part of the job is watching people come out and see
Jack.
We'll let you wake up good, give you about another 20 minutes or so, and then let you get out of here. I'm just waiting on Dr. Vincent to finish up your report, so I have your
paper. I feel good. Are you bored?
No.
It didn't take too long.
Oh, wow. I've been listening to the pod.
Oh, good.
It's all I ever do.
Oh, my goodness.
I love the beeping. It's really nice. You were, like, knocked out when I came back here.
So
and you were, like, going... You were making, like, weird throat noise.
It happens.
Yeah, I wonder if that's how you normally sleep.
Yeah.
You might need to have a surgery for that.
I feel good. I feel very good. Oh.
You don't have any regrets?
No. I feel very, like, empty.
Yeah.
Where should we eat?
We can eat whatever you want to eat. It's your day.
Oh my god. Oh, my phone's not here.
It's right here. Do you need it?
Where am I?
Are you allowed to use this phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't rip out your weird finger thing.
Oh my god. Ow. Holy shit.
What?
It's very quick.
Was it?
I went out at 2:02. Yeah, 12:42. Oh my goodness.
They should give the people waiting in the waiting room drugs too.
Well.
Because then I would be like.
Nah. A little bit of drugs. Yes. That was so quick. They started at 12:50.
You're not nearly embarrassing anyone right now.
No, I don't think I am.
You're like well behaved.
I'm like, oh, I'm so chill.
You're like, you know, I just can't believe we both came in here wearing Crocs. You look like a couple of losers.
Taco Bell.
Oh, God. Yeah. You should probably eat something that's a little nicer, too.
Yeah, we don't have to do that.
Well, you could.
I am, like... Froggy.
Yeah, I wonder if there's still things to get it going into you.
No.
They must have a thing that wakes you back up.
Well, I think they just, like, wait. I was not expecting to be so groggy.
I wasn't expecting it to be this, like, formal.
I know, I'm sorry it took so long.
Like, when you sent me a picture of yourself in a gown, I was like, oh.
Oh, like, he's ready.
I thought you would just bend over the table with your pants down.
My butt feels fine.
Does it feel any different?
No. A little, like, looser.
They told me they gave you a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh? How long have you been here?
At your side?
In this room, yeah.
Probably for, like, only 8 minutes. 8 minutes ago, you were, like, dead.
Was I snoring?
You're going... It was really gross.
Well, it started at 12:12 when I went under.
Okay, that makes more sense.
It hasn't been that long. Well, no. I'm sorry, though. We've been here for, like, over 2 hours.
That's okay. The procedure is only 20 minutes.
Yeah. Slow. They'll probably come talk to me about, like...
Another
oh,
hour.
You had, like, this.
Are you excited to find out what they saw?
Yeah, I can't wait to see my colon.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You're gonna see a picture.
I'm ready to fucking just rip.
We should have had them do, like, a molding... mold of
it. Oh my god. Ooh. Do you like Taney's Tonus pizza?
Tony's?
Yeah.
Oh, that place
it's
over
just
there.
Like steak and cheeses though.
I've never had it, but everyone says it's so good.
We could have that. Yeah, okay. Oh, how was your cafeteria time?
I got a muffin.
Ooh. Ooh. My bottle feels good. There's nothing wrong Wow.
I mean, I think the
camera. When do they wake me up? Can they just like slap me?
No. She just kind of touched your arm. It smells like food in here. It smells like French fries.
I know. I think they all the nurses must have just gone to lunch.
What do you think they're gonna
like
feed
post
you?
Like drug like raw?
What do you think they're gonna feed you to make you?
I told you it was multiple things.
Multiple I'm just things? Behind the
curtain. Yeah, I was like, they do more colonoscopies.
Oh.
And you were like, eh.
No, you said everyone waiting here is having the same thing. And I said, I don't know about that.
No, I heard some endoscopy. How did I get back here?
In this room?
They wheeled me to a room, yeah.
Oh, they didn't do the procedure here?
No. I feel like that's a lot.
I feel like they need to have, like, a room that smells better.
Have you ever taken, like,
kind
of hard
off?
Drugs?
Have I?
Not, like, hard, but, like...
Are you asking me a question?
A little cocaine.
That doesn't make you fall asleep.
No, but my nose is, like... I feel so fucking good right now.
Don't sit up. Oh my god.
Do you need some recording?
Then, Jordan, go change pants.
Mm-hmm.
You got your brain?
Oh. Hello.
You seem to be getting more...
Hi.
More loopy.
Yeah, I'm awake now.
But, like...
I just can't, like, produce words.
Do not drop my phone.
Drug addict. I just
farted. Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I hope they wrapped you in gauze.
They'll do the little outpatient. We'll be gone by like 1:30. Oh, time to text Alina.
Yeah, send her a video of your face.
I can't right really now. See.
What do you think that thing is on your finger?
This is...
Like your
like,
pulse?
Like vitals? Yeah. Is there anything going on behind me? Yeah.
There's a bag of saline or something.
How far along am I? Because I crushed that.
You got another thing on your arm.
It's filling up actively.
Is that your IV?
No, my IV's here. Why is this attached? So they put drugs in here. But this is just like IV. Did I just come to, or did they like...
Nobody slapped you. I didn't even touch you. I just was like... But you took a picture of yourself and you did not send it.
But
oh, wait,
did
you did.
I?
Oh, I think you posted it.
I think my phone is like gone.
It's right here.
Oh. Oh, thank you for being here so long. I'm clearly sedated.
Yeah, there's no way that I could have had you drive.
Imagine me just being like, alright, you're all good.
Imagine if they didn't make you bring a buddy, like you driving right now would be hilarious.
It was so cool because, like, you know, they take me to another room and then I'm just like rolled over.
Uh-huh.
And then.
Are you
like,
sure?
They're just taking vitals and then they go, like, oh, like, here comes the propofol. And I was looking at him and I was like, I feel it working. And then my face went like really numb. But I'm here. Where are we? Is one.
Oh my god. We're somewhere in time. Oh, they let you keep your socks on. That's so nice.
That was really nice because I was so cold.
Yeah. Are you cold right now?
Yeah. Have you taken any photos?
Of you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Woo! Remember, you're not wearing any pants.
White heaven. No, I'm not. I'm so naked. I'm so naked. I just wanted to take a photo of myself.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm fully in a gown.
Like, you're in gowned.
Naked. Oh, this feels too good to like take off.
The blanket? Yeah, they'd like to give you like a light blanket.
I told you they just like do so many back here.
Yeah.
So many. Like, I was probably like third in line.
Like, you were all like in your little beds, like in a line on the tarmac.
But I needed just a. Oh.
You need.
I needed to pee so bad. And they let me, so.
That's cool. That's when you know they're good people.
I feel like I'm full of like air. Are you ready?
Literally
for
this? Are. I don't want to laugh because I don't want people to know where
I
came from.
I'm glad you're having fun. I don't want people you're a to trooper. Know. It's been like 4.
Don't take that off. Oh, that thing's taking your blood pressure.
How's my BP?
You got a cuff.
How are we doing up there? I can't see a goddamn thing.
I can see it. I don't know what any of it means.
I think 180 over something should be BP.
None of those numbers say any of that.
Oh. There should be like a larger number over a smaller number.
There's 4 numbers. None of them are as high as 180.
That's okay.
The yellow number is 97.
When did you come back here? 20 minutes ago.
No, like 10 minutes ago.
Okay. So it's only been a 20-minute procedure.
Yeah.
Started at 12:10. No, that's a 30-minute procedure. Holy fuck. This is cool. Awesome. There's straight gasoline in me. But like not even gas, it's just like air.
You feel safe farting right now?
Yeah, right? That was chill.
Do they tell you you should do that a lot?
No, they tell you like, oh, you gotta like, cause they put air inside you. So they're like, yeah, you just gotta let the air out.
What did they tell you you should expect from, like, you know, your bowel movements, today? Are you gonna be constipated?
No, I think I'm gonna have, like, more diarrhea.
Cool.
To be honest, I feel so full of air right now. When did you get here? Like, in this room?
I flew in on a balloon.
Oh, cool.
Full of your ass hair. How?
Hey.
I Should we just, like, hang you upside down?
No. They rolled me in, and I was on my left side. And then he put something in me and was just like, all right. And I was like, well, this is going to be... And then I was gone.
Wow.
That was a very nice nap. I feel nothing. I don't feel like anyone went on my ass.
Well, they might not have. There's no way to prove that they did.
Yeah.
Until we see the pictures.
Okay.
Now, you do have this report that's going to go home with you. So this is everything they did and everything you saw. There's actually some pictures in here.
Oh, cool.
You can show your nephew.
Did Dude, that's his calling. How clean is it? Hold on, give it to Drew.
There was a Lego in there, so it wasn't that clean.
I'm kidding. I want to see.
And there's also a copy of the discharge instructions in there.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions or numbers on there too, so just give us a call.
Okay.
So I'll make that appointment. I'll be
this
back.
This is cool. It even shows you like what part is it pretty of your clean? Colon the pictures are from.
Dude, that's pretty.
It's pristine.
Look how fucking clean that sphincter is.
I mean, that's not the sphincter. It's a little mucosal, I'd say.
Dang, they went so far up.
Yeah, man.
It's right now.
Oh, that's cool. That's my anus.
Wait, what?
That is my anus.
Does it say anus?
It does say anus.
I thought it said Anna.
It's kind of thick for an Anna.
But that's your internal sphincter.
Rectum.
Not so your everything? Anus is actually like the right inside your butthole in that area. And you have two sphincters on either side of your anus.
That was close.
Okay.
What is an erosion?
He said, well, he talked to me actually before you woke up.
Did he really?
He said it's just a little inflamed. It's probably nothing to worry about. It's something more like irritable bowel, okay, but not syndrome.
Okay.
So you can make a change now.
I can make a change.
And how do I how do have I... IBS?
I do have IBS?
No.
Oh.
But you potentially could have potentially. It later.
Okay.
So you have to stop being such a terrible person.
Granularity in the ascending colon is the sesame. Biopsed.
Yeah, stop eating sand.
Okay.
There's some granules in there.
I feel like Alina would love to see my colon.
I'm sure she'll love that.
She asked if I farted. The answer is yes.
Honestly, this beeping like makes me so relaxed. I don't know what's wrong with me.
It's like, it's really soothing.
And that vibrating thing, I want that all the time.
It's so nice.
Everything that people say they hate about hospitals, I absolutely love. I even like the smell. It's super weird to walk in and see somebody, like, passed out.
I bet. Was that fucking weird?
Yeah.
You should have taken a picture.
I almost was like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be here.
Hello. Make sex with me.
I think I'm just blowing air into the phone.
Speaking of blowing air. Colonoscopy success.
Yeah, what would you rate it out of 10?
Oh, they took a while, so like 7 out of 10.
You know, they did. And I'm the one who should probably...
Yeah, you should be upset about that. I got to be asleep on drugs.
That was like an experience for you.
I know. I'm feeling so fartacious right now.
I can't wait for you to hear how much I recorded of you.
I can't either. Please.
Subconscious.
Please send it to me. Did I say anything in this?
I mean, you'll hear it on the episode.
Oh my god.
You don't get to say what I publish.
Oh man.
You said the N-word. No, you didn't.
No.
God, is that gonna be another fucking gas station?
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Yeah, you start singing old 90s.
Don't it always seem to go?
What you don't know what you got to let's go.
Like I said, listeners, I feel.
Whoa.
Much better.
I got you farting at least twice.
Yeah.
In the hospital bed.
No fucking way. Don't it always sheep.
What is the first thing you remember after coming out?
The first thing I remember was waking up to you. And I think Mary Madison was in there.
The nurse.
Yeah, wasn't the nurse in there too? It was you both. Kind of standing.
There was a different nurse that she kind of touched your arm.
Wait, yeah. She like woke me up. I kind of remember that.
But literally until she came in, I was like afraid to like talk too much or touch you at all.
No, you should have. I would have been like, huh? Drew?
I was like saying your name and
did
like.
Did we just do anal together?
Yeah. I had my shirt off, so it probably was a little weird when you were sucking on my nipple.
I didn't have any clothes on. Do you remember in Family Guy when Stewie's like sucking on Peter's nipple?
I do remember that.
He like slowly pulls out a hair.
He's like oh. Yeah, I do remember that. It was fun.
That could have been me.
I just went into the red in my gain. Fuck. Whatever.
Hey, gain.
Gotta figure out how to adjust the gain.
Hey, gain.
Just, like, turn
gang.
It down.
I really don't remember much as the time progresses.
Yeah.
I was fully out. I was loopy for a while. And now I think I'm good.
Loopy poopy.
I'm filled with flatulence.
Well... I'm kind of glad that Lexi might not be having her baby today because, like, not ready.
Yeah.
Not ready for her to have her baby. I need to be ready.
Agreed.
Although it was nice it might have happened on my day off.
That would have been nice.
Thank you guys for planning all your surgeries on my day off.
I know. We could have gone to Charleston immediately after this.
Yeah, man. Well, I also, like, I am going to surprise her with a big bottle of, like, really expensive champagne, which she probably can't drink.
Probably not. Not yet.
The day she delivers a baby, but, yeah, Lane was like, I'm sending you $100. Go get the most expensive champagne you can find.
Oh,
under $100. And, then some Sauvignon Blanc. I was like, okay. Know anything about people having surgery?
Do you know anything about surgical procedures?
She's like, all I know is said, right as I'm done having the baby, I want to fucking have a really nice bottle of champagne and some Sauvignon Blanc. And I was like, yes. But she was just like, there was like dreaming, like daydreaming. Like she's not going to really do that.
I wonder
she's probably not going to be allowed.
How soon
they
after
wouldn't even
baby?
They wouldn't even let you drink after your butthole got scanned.
Well, yeah, but like...
She's about to have a baby ripped out of her stomach.
No, look. Postpartum recovery, what you'll be able to do when...
This is for pregnancy. Oh, postpartum.
Some experts recommend breastfeeding moms avoid drinking alcohol until their baby is 3 months old. But... Google's first result says, itching for a drink? Good news is, you can have one right after the baby is born if you really wanted to.
If you have a natural childbirth.
Right, right, right.
And if you're gonna pump and dump.
Pump and dump, baby.
I mean, yeah, you shouldn't be drinking and then letting the baby nurse from you.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
I don't wonder if, let me say everything really slow. I wonder if, like, if you were really into, like, sucking on women's, pregnant women's boobs as, like, a fetish. If she, like, got drunk, if you would, like, it would be, like, a colada.
Colada.
Like, a spiked colada.
It's like when you go to, like, an oxygen bar.
This is all, like, what if, because I would never. Although, I do want to suck on a nipple, but not a woman's nipple.
Why not? Both are fun.
Both kinds.
Both
I do
kinds.
Like it when guys have, like, kind of abnormally large areolas for a guy.
Large dick.
I like when guys have poochie nips.
Poochie nips.
Poochie nips. That's actually my drag name.
Drag name, poochie nips. So what do we want to...
What?
Round it off.
Yeah, what do we want to say before I kick you out of my car?
I had a blast.
Before I'm no longer...
Quite literally, I had a blast up inside me. Had a blast of fresh air. I feel amazing.
Yeah, have you never had a guy,
Never had a guy.
Blow inside of you before?
No. I've had a little fingy in my beanie, but,
You call it your beanhole?
Not on my own accord. This girl was, like, super horny one time. I was like, I'll do anything. And I was like, alright, you do you, boo. And then, like, next thing I know, pinky is up in my stinky.
It sounded like you were saying she would do anything that you wanted her to do.
No, it was like, I'm gonna finish you off, right?
Oh, and did it work?
Sure. It
cool.
Totally worked. I mean, that was probably my prostate.
I told you you were gonna feel so good after your colonoscopy. You were gonna be like...
Oh, I feel great. I feel
just like...
fucking fucked so good. So so, yeah. So right.
It's always nice to have a good dicking.
Oh, Matt's not home.
No.
He must be at work.
Just stalk him all the time.
Don't it always seem to go? I don't even know the words.
Well, thanks for coming on the show again.
Thanks for coming with me. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Taking me to my colonoscopy. Drew is a real one.
I cleaned out my email box. I was messaging a few people, but yeah, it was really fun.
I'm really proud of you.
I am going to take like a 3-hour nap.
Me too. We should
vlog. Take a nap together?
We should vlog our nap. If you want, take a wristband. You can go to the pool.
Okay.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, I fucking own you now, so.
You've got your little finger wrapped around
it. Next time I have a serious procedure done, I'll call you.
You're probably coming up on your colonoscopy hour.
I'm not fucking that old yet. Although my mother says that they're doing them younger nowadays. I think she saw it on Fox News, so.
I love you.
All right.
Thank you so much for everything.
Take it
Seriously.
Easy.
If there's anything I can do for you in the next
couple days,
years of my life, let me know.
All right.
Appreciate you, Drew.
I'm going to go shit my brains out now, too.
Ugh. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Everyone. Bye, JB.
Bye. Thank you so much.
You want to keep this?
You can keep it.
You can keep your puppy pad. Oh my god, you guys. What a day it's been. I don't know if I would take all my friends to get a colonoscopy, or what am I saying? Yeah, I'm that guy. No, I'm not sure if I would ever do this again. But you know what? This is a part of life. And actually, there's something about, I used to feel this way whenever I'd go to the health department in New York. And I would, like, get tested for all the STIs and whatever. I just felt like I was doing, like, real people shit. It just felt like this is what you do. Like, this is life. Life is real. I guess that was more back when I lived in New York and life kind of didn't seem real. Like, it's a little bit easy to live in New York and just be like, life is whatever you make it out to be. It's a little harder, I think, when you are outside the city. I don't know. I just felt like a big child the whole time I lived in New York. Of course, I didn't have the stresses of being an adult as much as I could have because I'm fucking spoiled and my parents were paying for my rent and all that shit. But I don't know. Just something about going to a hospital and being like, you know, waiting for your friend who's having a procedure or having something done yourself to your own body. It's like, it just, I don't know what I'm saying, but it just feels like it's real shit. It's truth time, you know? And there's something about that I enjoy, but no, it was very boring waiting for over 2 hours for a procedure that takes 20 minutes. But I think you've heard in the recording that JB was like, he kept saying, I told you, there's like a ton of people back here. Like, they're just like fitting them in all day long. There was a bunch of people everyone's getting a 20-minute procedure. And between each procedure, I'm sure that they have all this stuff they have to do. They can't just line them up and probe them all with the same camera wand or whatever. They probably got to scrub in, scrub out, fill out paperwork, blah, blah, blah. Assuming it's not just one doctor giving colonoscopies all day. They also do endoscopies. Is that a thing? Endo. I think endo is like in the other end. Hey, Daddy, what's up? Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you guys are being a little bit proactive about your health. I have a toenail I need to have looked at, so I'm going to make a dermatologist appointment today. And, you know, check your balls, check your tits, check all the things that people say to get checked. I hope you guys are... Oh, wait, let me say the other thing first. you know, rate, review, subscribe, follow us, like us, give us a rating. Those are really important. If you could give me a 5-star rating on whatever platform you're listening to us on, that would be great. So simple to do. Just scroll down, hit the stars, all 5 of them. That'd be so cool. It would help me immensely. Follow us on our socials. Links are in the bio. Also, if you'd like, you can subscribe to older episodes on our podcast website. And as usual, please, I hope you guys are filling your holes with whatever makes you happy. Bye-bye!